Begin your Jade Air practice by finding a beautiful sacred space for you to lie down in. And we will prop the knees up if you feel comfortable having the knees in a lotus position with the soles touching. And you can place once more your jade egg over your abdomen and start to breathe in a few deep inhalations and exhalations, connecting in with your higher self. And then visualize the three sections of the vagina, the entrance, the middle, and the top where the cervix is. And these are the three areas that we'll be breathing into today. And you can use a little bit of saliva or coconut oil to wet the bigger tip of the jade egg. Remembering the smaller tip will have the string attached to it. And also knowing that with jade egg practice, you will become more lubricated naturally. And just place that egg at the entrance of your vagina, feeling the coldness of the jade egg and feeling the pressure of the jade egg just sitting against the entrance. At this point, I just want you to practice clenching your vagina and feeling the pressure of the egg as you hold it up with your hand against your vagina wall as well. So just practice a few clenches, like pulses, forming a resistance against the jade egg. And now practice this with the breath. So as you're releasing the breath, you're clenching and pulsing and holding that pulse. And then you're releasing with the inhalation. And remembering that the entrance of the vagina takes a little bit of time to build muscles around it in this practice. So we're really at the beginning stages of seeing that. And with your next inhalation, you might like to pulse the egg up further into your vagina, into the middle. If that feels a little tricky, you can nudge it and push it in with your fingers. And we're trying to find that middle part of the vagina. You might feel it kind of pop in. And as you feel it move into that middle part, just test the resistance of it by pulling down very lightly on the string. And this is the part that we're going to use to activate and build muscles with our little pulses, holds, and holding the string simultaneously. So remembering that muscles will build with resistance, and that's why we use the string. We're going to just do a two breath hold using the inhalation exhalation method. So you might just like to practice a few clenches of the wall of the middle part of the vagina before we bring the breath in. And we're just clenching hard enough to feel the tightening of the wall, not so we're straining. So bringing the breath in now, we're going to inhale and then exhale and contract. Inhale and release. So we're just doing a two count hold. So let's try that again. Exhale and contract. Inhale and release. And just try that in your own time for about 10 breaths. So taking an inhalation and exhale and contract. Inhale and release. 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 So that's five. You might like to just rest there for a moment. Sometimes you can feel the muscles aching a little bit already, especially if it's a new technique or a new way of doing things for you. If not, you can come along for another five with me now. So taking an inhalation, and as you exhale, contract, and inhale, release, exhale and contract, inhale and release, exhale, contract, inhale, release, exhale, contract, inhale, release. And then when you feel like you have understood the technique, you can just take a few minutes here to breathe in, feeling the jade egg just sitting in the middle of your vagina, and feeling the work that you've done, just becoming the quiet observer of how it feels. And if you feel ready to move up to the cervix, you can pulse the egg up to the cervix or just feel your way up using the egg and your fingers. And when you feel like you've hit the cervix, then just begin some little pulses so that you recognize the difference of feeling between the middle of the vagina and this upper cervical wall. And you can do a few resistance breaths here as well. So taking an inhalation, and on the exhalation, contracting the vagina wall around the egg. And just feel the difference between how that felt further down that vagina wall. And come along for five inhalations with me, holding for a count of two. Take a deep inhalation. And as you exhale, contract. And inhale, release. Exhale, contract. Inhale, release. Exhale, contract. Inhale, release. Exhale, contract. Inhale, release. Exhale, contract. Inhale, release. And again, just take a few moments to feel any sensations that you might be feeling, any emotions you might be having. Again, remember that we're up right in the heart chakra now. And this, for the next five breaths, if you would like to come along with me, you might just pull down ever so slightly again on the jade egg, just holding a little bit of resistance. This might be really challenging for you in the upper cervical region, very different space to the middle of the vagina. So don't be alarmed if it starts to creep out. Again, just push it back up, and you may not be able to do that this time, and that's okay. So just pulling ever so slightly down on that string as you inhale. And as we exhale, we contract. Inhaling to release. Exhaling to 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 contract. Inhaling to release. And again, just spend a few moments here observing any changes that you might feel in the body, taking some deep inhalations and allowing the energy to flow through you and the jade egg. And you can either bring the jade egg down and out through the entrance by pulsing it down or simply pulling at the string. And as you bring your jade egg out, placing it on your abdomen once more, and just feel the different pulses of energy flowing through you after your practice. And bring them to one beautiful central location, sitting in the sacral chakra, underneath where your egg is laying. And then allow that energy to gift somewhere in your body where it's needed. And you can repeat this practice again anytime. You can bring the breath and the hold for longer periods of time. You can do 15 repetitions as opposed to 5 or 10. Just begin experimenting with the different levels of resistance.